Women Shear, Sunday, Elul 22, September 6th. I believe this is the fifth of the special Elul Shiurim that we're giving now. So we'll start with two more, we'll go hopefully today through two more Cheshbonos and Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. This is Shiur number 5 of the special Elul series, 22 Elul, and 6th of September. Okay, we're continuing this special Elul series. It's in Paragimel of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Chazal Vavos lists 30 things to think about. That's his definition of Cheshbon HaNefesh, things to think about. Each one is a treasure, each one is important, each one brings out another aspect of Chovos HaLevavos. Things you have to think about, things you have to realize, things you have to contemplate, attitudes you have to have, context in which to live your life. And he says that the 30 are not exclusive of anything else. He says there are a lot more, but he limited himself to 30. I'm picking out, and for this Elul series, and maybe we'll learn once or twice or maybe in Tishrei, ones that I feel, I mean, they're all, each one's a treasure. I'm picking out ones that I feel are the most general and the most helpful. If you would have been here Shabbos and Shul, you would have heard number 21, which I said in the Drosha Shabbos morning. Very, very important one, but you missed it. You lost out. Sorry. We're going to learn now number 16. No, we're going to learn number 13. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to number, we'll see about 16. We probably won't get to it, but, you know, a person has to dream. So, number 13 is Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho. In 12, this is really like the other half of 12, so to speak. We learned 12 last week. Work on improving your neshama. You spend the whole day, you go, okay, today I'm going to clean up this room. And you work on it for hours, you send away the kids to a neighbor, you clear your schedule, you finally clean that room, which was a mess, and you feel a real sense of accomplishment at the end of the day. So the Chavis HaVodos wants to know, when's the last time you spent a day cleaning up your neshama? That's what he wants to know. That was number 12. Number 13 is Cheshbon HaAdam im Nafsho, to think about, this is how he uses the term, you know A, B, C, D. Do your actions match up to your knowledge? Do you perform b'poel? Do you actualize all these great things you learned in school, or all these great things you spend the whole day going to shiurim? You go to the marvelous humor of Rabbi Milinowitz even. But do your actions, this is what number 13 is, do your actions match what you know? And maybe if you don't, you're better off not going to shiurim. I don't know. Maybe you're better off not knowing. Right? Yosef Das, Yosef Macho, the Pasuk says in Koheles. You know too much, then Hashem wants to know, why don't you perform up to your actions? The reason, of course, is, the reason I'm making a joke, I don't want anybody here to take me too seriously, is because if you have a potential and you don't use it, this is part of what we're going to learn in Megad. That's also, you have to give a din v'cheshbon. You can't just say, I'm not going to go to shiurim, so I won't know, so I can't have, Hashem can't have a tain on me if my actions don't match my knowledge, because I don't have the knowledge, I didn't go to shiurim, so that's not going to wash. Hashem's going to say, well, you have the point of 13 is, are you reaching your potential in avodas Hashem? So he's assuming you have the knowledge and your actions are not there. But if you don't acquire the knowledge, and you can, you have the time, you have the brains. Everybody I ever met thinks they're very smart. I never met a person that said, you know, I'm not really too bright. Or at least they didn't admit it to me. Even I don't admit it. Everybody thinks they're smart. So if you're smart, so you go to shiurim and you acquire knowledge, and then you have to match up. So number 13 is really reaching your potential. He talks about actualization of the things you know, the concepts you know.
The Tosefes HaKaroso, is there a gap? The actualization gap, I'll call it. The Tosefes, meaning the gap of HaKaroso al Hishtadluso b'Avodas HaBore.
You know more than you do.
Your knowledge is not actualized. It's the
And I'm looking at it as potential.
Your potential is not actualized. V'agos yecholto al meshu mishalem mecholos habore al tovos of olav. The Chovis Halvodas,
throughout the entire Sefer, just throws in this phrase, just to remind you of what the overriding principle of the whole Sefer is. Of the Chovas HaLevavos is, of Avodas Hashem is. And he just throws in this phrase, are you doing what you can to repay Hashem for all the good he bestows upon you? He just throws that in. Because that's not really germane to what he's talking about, but he throws it in because that's the foundation of all of Avodas Hashem. And I'll say it again, it can't be repeated too many times. Because I think if you adopt the Chovas HaLevavos' perspective, your Avodas Hashem will be energized, will be cheerful, you'll be labadik, you won't be lazy, it'll solve a lot of issues. If we can get our kids to look at it from the Chovas HaLevavos' perspective, it would change their lives. Because, you know, when kids are growing up, Avodas Hashem is either a burden, mitzvahs and averus are a burden, or they do it by rote. It's very hard to inspire them, and to, you know, it's just a bunch of rules, you know, so you have rules what time you have to go to sleep, and you have rules what you can eat, and how you can dress, and if you can eat chametz, you know, it's like rules. But it's so much more than rules. So if you look at it from the Chovas HaLevavos' perspective, it gives you your whole spiritual life an energy. But I am digressing from the main point. I'm just showing you, I don't know how many people have text here, I suspect very little, very few. But, he throws it in to remind you. According to the Chovas HaLevavos, when you're listening to a shofar, well, I don't know, women especially, you know, I don't know how to break the news to you. You probably know you're not obligated to hit a shofar. That's why you'll do anything in the world to go listen to it. Because that's what the Gemara says. Whatever you're not obligated to do, the Yetzer lets you do. No problem. It's when you're obligated to do something, then the Yetzer gets in, puts in his 2 cents. But if you're not obligated to do it, so you know, go do it. I don't care. That's why you overcome any nisayon to hear the shofar and to sit in the sukkah. Okay. I grew up on the Lower East Side when it was a communal sukkah for hundreds of families. And women didn't eat in the sukkah. There was no room for them. It was a communal sukkah, hundreds of families. And as it is, everybody had to take turns. And it usually worked out, but like the first night, they would stay and eat a kazayas of challah and then go upstairs to eat. And these are women from Europe. They don't know from sitting in a sukkah. Women don't sit in a sukkah. Women sit in a sukkah. Women stay home. You go trudge up and down 15 floors. They had to trudge up and down serving. okay, that's why when I got married and I lived in Muncie and I had my own private sukkah, It was like an Eden. It was like an Eden. I never had that before. I never had a private sukkah. I never had a private sukkah that I could live in for 7 days. Okay, I digress again. According to the Chovas HaLevavos, when you're listening to a shofar, you're saying thank you to Hashem. When you're listening to Hashem, you're saying thank you to Hashem. It doesn't work unless you've been through Shaar HaBechina. And you realize how much Hashem is giving you every moment, unless you say Nishmas with Kavana, and you don't even know what you're saying, but you learn Shaar HaBechina, and all of a sudden you realize that at every point in time, every moment, every given second, Hashem is bestowing you with millions of things that work. That's just in your body. I'm not talking about gravity. I'm not talking about seeing colors. I'm not talking about your taste buds. I'm not talking about the Shefa Hashem has given us in our door. I'm not talking about living in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about being frum. I'm not talking about going to such wonderful shiurim as this is. You have to thank Hashem for everything. There's no end. You have to make a list. Anyway, that's what Chavis Avodas is perspective. He says it in Shar Avodas Elokim, that Avodas Elokim should come, and it's very deep, because it has to come from within you. Hashem doesn't want you to listen to him because he's holding a gun to your head, and you're going to go to Gehenna if you don't listen, and you're going to go to Gan Eden if you do listen. Carrot and stick. See, what else is there? But the Lord says, what do you mean? A person is built with an inner compulsion to, you know, you all experience, someone did you a tremendous favor, and I'm talking about, let's say they bought you a house. You know, Hashem does a billion times more than buying you a house. But if someone bought you a house and paid for your college education and got you a job and found you a shidduch, like, you go out of your mind because you wouldn't know how to thank them. You wouldn't know what to do. You would be bursting with the need to thank them properly. So multiply that by a couple of thousands of times. And anachnu maspikim lehodos l'cha Hashem Elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu alachas me'olaf alfei alofin v'ribei revovos pamim atovos yasisa b'avoseinu v'imanu. And there's no end. So you're bursting, and Hashem says, you want to thank me? Just, this is what you should do. And the irony is that he doesn't need you to do that. He's doing it for your sake, so you can bond with him and be kone eternity. Because your neshama will be bound up with Hashem. We don't know what that means, but we know the words. And it's immensely pleasurable, more pleasurable than any other pleasure that exists in the world. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says in the Hagdama. So the irony is he's doing it all for our sake, but that's what he's doing. We're bursting with, then you have to thank Hashem. We'll experience this. Say, just tell me how I can thank you. Tell me, thank you. You know, okay, you're nudging me so much, I gotta get you off my back. Buy me a CD player. I really want a CD player and I can't afford it. So you rush out and you get him the CD player, and then you're thankful that they told you how to thank them. Everybody has experienced that. You're so thankful that you release that pent up need to thank them, because that's how a person is built. That's how a person's DNA, a person is wired to express gratitude. If you don't feel that need of Hakaras HaTov, you're not a mensch. That's what Allah says. He gives different examples of Hakaras HaTov in life. So then you thank them for, then, so we have to thank Hashem for that too. Thank you for giving us your Torah. And you told us how to thank you for giving us life, for making us exist, for making our spleens work, our kidneys, everything. Anyway, so the Chavis throws that in, and now he's saying, are you doing your utmost? Are you reaching your potential in Avodas Hashem? And now he gives a mashal. He likes to give mashalim because he likes to make everything real. The mashal b'zeh elo eved. Now this is a very scary mashal. You'll see why. I'll learn with you the mashal. You'll see why I call it scary. Shenosan al Adonav, the master gave the slave Adama l'zroa. He gave you a plot of land, and he gave you seeds. Venosan azera kafitzarcho, and he said, "Okay, I'm giving you a job. I want you to plant this field. I want it to produce whatever it can produce for me." He leaves out, if you want to complete the mashal, the Adon gave the Eved a life, gave him existence. You can even imagine that if it can't be true. Gives him a life, supports him, gives him food, money, clothing, gives him everything he has. He has nothing. He'd be a savage in deep in Africa. And the Adon took him and he made him a mensch. But that's left out here. And he says, you know what I want you to do for me in return for the fact that I made you into a mensch and I took you away from being an animal? Imagine if he gave him existence and life. I want you to plant this piece of land for me. It can produce, you know, this many bushels of wheat. This many stalks of wheat. Yeah. The Eved takes the seeds and he plants half the field. or three quarters of the field, or one quarter. With the rest, he baked the cake out of it, he sold it, he played with it, he made muffins, he wasted the other seeds. The Adon comes, knocking on the door, he says, what happened? I see half the field is not planted. Quarter of the field, not blended. Well, what did you do? You gave me 70 bushels. I needed 100 bushels, and it's certainly capable. And I gave you everything. So what's the problem? He admits he messed up. Okay, this is not really a good marshal because we make excuses. But the Eber didn't make any excuses. He said, I really messed up. So the Adam made him pay him back. You wasted my seeds. But he didn't only make him pay back, says the Chavis Halvav, the seeds that he put into the muffins, but he made him pay him for everything he could have produced. Because that's the hezek that he suffered. This is not a halacha in Chesha Mishpat. If someone did that to you, this is not technically correct in halacha. He's talking conceptually. The Adam says, you made me suffer a loss. It's certainly something we call grama in Choshen Mishpat. We call it a grama. You caused me a loss. I gave you something to plant, and that was your job to plant it, and I paid you to plant it, and you ended up putting it into a muffin cake. So v'chashavimu amasha omar kizera min azuzara ba'adama upokat hanizra mimena v'chashav almasha olabo atachlis. He made a cheshbon of what it was supposed to have grown. The Tavo B'Shor HaZera, and he demanded from him, he made him pay for the rest of the seeds. The Chivo L'Froa, and he made him pay Kol Ma Shehoisu HaDama Oseh. The Godol Matveyu, Evid suffered from this, obviously. The Nichbalo Ra'oso, where's he going to get the money now to pay back not only for the seeds, but he has to pay back for all the bushels of wheat that could have grown. This is the Moshal, and the Nimshal is very obvious. Hashem is, and this is what he's saying, and it's scary. And you might think, wow, that's a big Kiddush, and that's exactly what he's saying. Hashem will demand an accounting, and there will be punishment. You have to say the word. You'll have to repay for the unused potential. Hashem gave you intelligence. Hashem gave you energy. Hashem gave you perseverance. Hashem gave you everything you're capable of doing. Hashem gave you street smart. Hashem gave you cleverness. Hashem gave you, Leibedikai. You didn't use it. He wanted you to live your life and accomplish whatever you were supposed to accomplish. But Chavis now is not talking about if you made a wrong turn and you accomplished something else. You're not talking about that. That's, I don't know if there is such a thing. But Akaponim, he is talking about not using your potential. Just sleeping. I say, what did you do? You only used up half the seeds I gave you. You only used up half the seichel I gave you. You only used up half the energy I gave you. You only used up half of the creativity I gave you. Where's the other half? You have to make a reckoning not only for the unused portion of your creativity and your seichel and your energy and your creativity, but you're going to have to give a cheshbon of what could have been. A man's going to have to answer for the shas he could have finished. And he didn't. What you do with the rest of your brains? A woman is going to have to answer for all the things she could have accomplished. Nowadays, you have a much harder task. I don't know how Hashem feels about the fact that a woman can accomplish things outside the house. I'm not talking about a career. That's gashmius. I'm talking about avodas Hashem. I'm talking about chesed, teaching others, inspiring others, doing for others, whatever you can do. If you can't, then then no one's going to have kindness to you. Hashem gave everyone a certain amount of seeds. Hashem gave everyone a certain amount of koach. Some people excel in inspiring others by speaking. Some people are more private people, and they're kind of shy, and they don't do, but there's no end. When Adam HaRishon was chote, the world broke up, the spiritual world broke up into a few billion pieces. And every person that's born, this is how the Sforum put it, every person that's born has to, you ever have in your house like a 10,000 piece puzzle? It's a lot of fun. It gives your kids something to do, grandchildren something. You put it when you walk in, like a 3,000 piece puzzle. You have to figure out like a little picture, everybody gets a small piece and they have to figure out where it goes. There's a methodology to figure it out. It just takes a few hundred hours. But it's a lot of fun, everybody that walks in. But that's life. That's life, and that's the world. There's a few billion pieces that shattered. Shviras HaKelim, it's called in Kabbalah. One of the Marishim was Chote. And now we have to put back the pieces. And everybody gets a small piece. And that's what their role. So some people are more... What I'm trying to say is that it doesn't mean you're a failure if you don't become... Rebbetzin that goes around speaking, if you don't become Yamima Mizrahi, that's okay. I don't know if it's okay. If you have the potential to, it's not okay. But not everybody necessarily has that potential. But can you imagine if she wouldn't have done what she did, and then she goes up to Shemayim, and Hashem says, oh, look, you could have inspired so many people. She goes, but me? I'm a lawyer. I think she was a lawyer. She says, no, you had this potential to do this, and you didn't do it. You owe me the seeds, and you owe me for all the thousands of neshamos that you could have inspired. So that's why I call it scary. Because we don't really know what we're capable of doing. And maybe there's gaiva involved, and we always feel like we're not capable. But that's what he wants you to think about. That's all. This is a contemplation. Am I meeting my potential? Can I do more? Yesterday, when I gave the drush on shul, and I talked about cheshbon number 21, I talked about climbing that ladder. How do you lift yourself up to do a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and a little more, and you keep on doing more. And again, the more could be in your private life, davening, chesed, that not many people have to know about. It can be private. It could be refining your midos. It could be focusing on raising children, raising grandchildren. It could be in giving tzedakah. It could be in chesed. There's no end to the tikkunim that have to be made in the world, and everybody has their niche, and not everybody has to become a headline. Not everybody is supposed to be a headline. Especially according to the Chavis Halvavos, the purest Avodas Hashem is very private and silent and anonymous. That's throughout the Sefer, he says that. The anonymous act is probably, I say probably because it depends on what's in a person's mind, but in general, usually, the more private and anonymous an act is, the more pure it is, the more you're doing it lishma, the more you're not doing it for kavod, you're not doing it for self-gratification or glory. So I'm just coming to negate that. To think the way I'm talking, that the fulfillment of potential is necessarily something very public and famous and headline grabbing. The point is, that's what number 13 is, to think about what you're capable of doing and asking yourself if you're doing it. And then he gives this marshal, this very scary marshal, Uma shenosom lecha min hakoach vayecholas lefroa machato chayavlo, and whatever Hashem gave you. No, I'm sorry. V'chein ochi, my brother, roy lecha lachsho v'nafshecha, you should think al meshechanancho elokim me'avonoscha also lestoroso. What insights do you have into Hashem, into avodas Hashem? What are you capable of doing, whether it's ben odom lamokom or ben odom lachaveiro or family oriented, whatever it may be. Umash, so Hashem gave you that seichel, you understand what has to be done. Umash and nosen lachom and akoach vayecholas lefroa mashato chaylo, and then actualizing what you realize, what you know. But actualize your knowledge. you have to imagine, ki ato nitfa b'chol zeh, Hashem will demand of you. This is, I call it scary. Hashem will demand of you, why didn't you actualize all this potential that I gave you? Uva olam lidei cheshvan. This is going to have to be a reckoning, like the Adon and the Eved, not just a reckoning for the wasted seeds, but a reckoning for the stalks of wheat that could have grown and didn't. Koshkein, Esi Moshech Hatovos Elochem Eisa Bore. So certainly when you start thinking about the things you're supposed to think about, meaning Hashem gives you health, and Hashem gives you life, for Roy Lechol Hishtadel Bechol Kochacho, V'titrach Bechol Yecholtecho, you have to do your utmost leporo to pay him back, so to speak, ulahashros ma'asecha lechachmasecha, to match up your actions to your seichel, what you know, what you realize, v'akaroscha im hashtadlu suchach, and your knowledge, your awareness with your avoda, v'holser kol torchacha lasos kfi chachmasecha, and you have to energize yourself, direct yourself to do whatever you know, whatever you understand, the realizations you have about this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the insight you have into the nature of Hashem, whatever that is. It's very little, whatever we know of Hashem, but we know what Hashem wants of us. A major, major principle is we have to be like Hashem. Mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanun afato chanun, Hashem is erech apayim. Right, Talmud Dvorah is a very popular sefer. People learn the 13 midos of Hashem, how you emulate those 13 midos and act the way Hashem acts. That's all what Hashem wants of you. Did you do that? V'altis naig b'moser olamecha. Don't use your extra energy on mosros, on things of this world, of temporal nature that you don't really need. That's where you're going to direct your excess energy from. You have 2 hours left in the day. Okay, that's a dream. You have 15 minutes in the day that you can do something with. So do something spiritual. Do something personal. It might be taking a tillum and saying it. Or learning tillum and understanding what the words mean. It might be spending a little more time on davening if you have those 15 minutes. Pentile l'shalem chovos tarosecha. You have a debt to Hashem. This is what's so scary. Hashem gave everyone the energy and the brains and the characteristics and the nature to do what they were sent to this world to do. We don't know what that is. That's unfortunate. We'd love to know what we're supposed to do. That's part of the suffering we have because there's no more nevuah. People used to go to a Navi and ask him what their task in life is. That's part of the tzar we have with no Beis HaMikdash and no Nevuah, so we struggle with that. So that's too bad. You gotta live with that. But the point is you have those kochos. Hashem doesn't throw you down and say, build me a bridge, and doesn't give you building materials. He doesn't do that. So whatever you're meant to do, you have those kochos, and you have to ask yourself, am I using my kochos? This is about, this cheshbon number 13 is not about figuring out what you're supposed to do with your life. It's, am I living up to my potential? Can I do more? Am I using all the gifts that Hashem gave me in terms of health, in terms of intelligence, in terms of patience, in terms of creativity, in terms of abilities? Am I using them? Am I using them to do Hashem's will? Someone who spends his energies on mosoros, meaning olam hazeh, things he doesn't need, so then Hashem's gonna come and say, you know, you used up your kochos on this, and now you're gonna, you don't have them for the things that you're obligated to do. Now, very funny. He says, I call it funny. He says, "Va'al tit la'atzmacha, don't give terutzim, don't lean on, meaning don't depend on." He says, "Below v'ulai, yeah, if I would have that person's seichel, oh, what I would do. If I would have this person's wealth, what I would do. If I would have this person's family, I'd accomplish so much more." Don't look at other people. Every person has their own life, says the Chayyus HaZadus. You were given the life you're supposed to lead. Hashem doesn't make mistakes. There's no crossed wires. He doesn't mix up people. So, that's how people think. If I only had... If I only lived in Eretz Yisrael, people say. If I only had a house. If I only had a car. If I only had a little more money. If I only had... not kvetchy kids. If I only had an understanding husband, if I only had a good rav, if I only had good friends, if I only lived in a different neighborhood, people do this. And that's what Chazal says, don't do that. You are what you're supposed to be. If you're in a bad place, then part of your bechira is to stand up and move. Don't blame Hashem for that, if you're in a bad place. But, if I would have that person seichel, then I would, I'd be a ball of fire. Ooh, would I be doing things? If I had his, you know, if I wouldn't be struggling with parnasa, if I would be comfortable, if I didn't have to worry about how I'm going to make yontif, or v'hachochma, if I wouldn't have to struggle so hard to understand, like even a simple idea, l'chora, then I would give Hashem then I would be such a good girl. I would be so good. Oh, Hashem, please, you don't know me. Just give me a little more money and I'll, like, break, I'll break all the records. That's silly. You have what you have, and you have to think if you're reaching your present potential. And it's just Yetzirah excuse to dream that if I only had that, then I would be so much better than I am now. It might be objectively true, but there's no such thing as better. You are what you are, and you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do, and you have what Hashem gave you, and that's it. That's your life. So there's no such thing as if. Like, you know, when we were younger, my kids used to say, you know, oh, if it would be a little colder, it would have snowed. I said it wasn't, and you're trying to train them. It's not supposed to snow. That's why it's not colder. It's not there's no snow because it's a little warm. We lived in Muncie, right? They're waiting for that 16-inch snowstorm that gets them off of school. And then it rains for like 5 hours. And they say, oh, if it would be a little bit colder, it's like 31 degrees Fahrenheit. If it would be a little bit colder, I said, you know, and you have to train them. It's warmer because it wasn't supposed to snow. It did not snow because it's warm. There's the bottom line is what Hashem wants to happen. And then everything is shoved into place from that. The totsos are not totsos from those things. The totsos is Ratzon Hashem, whether it rains or snows, and then everything else works out according to his will. So there's no such thing as if I had that person's brains or if I had that person's... No, the Tevye was wrong. No such thing as if I were a rich man. No such thing. You have the life you have, and you have the kochos. Whatever you're supposed to accomplish in this world, Hashem, for sure, says the Chavis HaLobos, gives you what you need to accomplish that. It would be ludicrous and ridiculous and absurd to think he doesn't. So get to work. What's the first step? The first step is this guy. Think if you're doing everything you can. Are you living up to your present potential? Don't think, I'm not, if I only had no such thing. Don't think that way. It's destructive thoughts. It doesn't do any good, and it's not true. It's silly. It's just sitting there fantasizing. It's falsehood. It's sheker. It's worthless. It's like hevel. You're making a big mistake if that's how your mind works. If only I had a different life, then I would have accomplished more. I would accomplish more. V'yipol mishanishan aleihem. And you just, it's nothing. Straw man. It's a straw man. You're leaning on a straw man. V'zosi ha'gedula sheb'to'oz balei hamashko. This is the huge mistake. Chavis has a name he calls people that tell Hashem, I will do what I have to do, I will do what I'm mechuyev to do, I will complete my task in life, but I need security from you. I need a little money in the bank to tide me over for 3 years, you know, before I embark upon what I want to embark upon. I need a mashkon from you. I need security. He calls them balei hamashkonos, people that want a security from Hashem to ensure he'll take care of them. And then they say they're gonna do it. He made fun of them in Shara Bitochon, people that think that way. There's people that think, again, I can relate to a man more. A man says, let me work now and I won't make time to learn. I'll work overtime and I'll work for 22 years and then I'll retire and I'll have a nice pension and, get my social security and my pension and I'll learn a whole day. So that's silly, right? First of all, it's wrong, and second of all, many people don't make it to that. And then what do you say when you don't make it to that? And there are people like that that you have to do now what you have. Don't be a Baal Mashkon. Don't say, when I put together everything I need for the next 20 years, then I'll be able to devote myself to davening, to chesed, to working on minhag machavero, to doing mitzvahs with more heart. I'll be able, you know, when I have more menuchas nefesh. You do what you can now. Don't think about what you could do if. Yishom malacha, be careful. Pentikochena l'tayna loch, don't let your mind, ula maslam for an excuse, don't let your mind work in that fashion. People say, I'm an old man already, so I... When you're young, you say, when I get older, now I'm having a good time. When I get older, then I'll be able to devote myself to more spiritual pursuits. When you get older, then you say, I don't have energy. I'm too old to change. Too old to change. I can't. If I was younger, then I would mamish be a ball of fire. But now I'm too old to change. Because he wasn't making fun of those people. They're never living in the present. They're either living in the past, wishing they were young, or they're living in the future saying, when I get older and I have time and I have energy and I have, I'm settled and I have the money in the bank and I don't have any worries, then I'll devote myself to Hashem. Balei Mashkonos. You're living in the present, he says. Are you doing what you can in the present? Don't look back and don't look forward. Live in the present with your present kolchos, with your present situation. Again, I can relate to men, in yeshiva, they say, next zman, I'm going to mash. Don't even say that I'm going to turn a new leaf after Rosh Hashanah. Today is, what is it, Chav Beis Elul? What's today? Chav Beis Elul. Chav Chaim's here, it's like 2 days. Today is Chav Beis Elul. There's a week left to Rosh Hashanah. Don't tell me, I'm on vacation for a week, I'm girding myself up for the new year, I'm going to start benching with Kavana. Mom is from Rosh Hashanah night. Terrible, says the Chavis HaBavis. What about tonight? What about today? Who knows who's today? Don't make that mistake. He goes into this because he's talking about people that say, if I only had more seichel, if I only had more money, if I only had more menuchas nefesh, if I only had good kids, I'm still looking for the people with good kids, if I only had good kids, and if I only had better neighbors, and if I only had more understanding parents, and I wish I had that other person's parents, and then I'd be so good. Hashem, you don't know. So he's making fun of that. And then he says, and then you end up, so that's terrible, and then you end up with your own life. If only I was young, if only I was older. When I get older, when I get younger, Live in the present. You are what you are. You have your potential. Get to work now. Not after Rosh Hashanah. What after Rosh Hashanah? Not even a week. Don't wait a week. Don't wait a day. I'll start on my birthday.
Because the humans do work that way. Because it's a trick of the Yetzirah.
Push it off. Fresh start. I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. I'm still waiting for tomorrow to come.
That's what sinners claim. Everybody's planning to be good, just not now. It doesn't cut the mustard.
This is a lotion. It doesn't cut it with Hashem. Listen to my son, interesting pasuk he brings in Mishlei.
A ganav steals. Shlomo Melech's talking about. He's desperate. He's hungry. Doesn't have money. Doesn't have food. He's hungry. His kids are crying, and he steals. Lo yavozu laganav. You can't really make fun of a ganav. Ki yignav v'malei nafsho ki yirav. If he steals because he's starving. He's hungry. V'nimtza. He gets the punishment. He says, it's not an excuse. Yishalim Shivasayim. I don't know, I have to look up at the pasuk. That's obviously an exaggeration. Ganav doesn't pay sevenfold. Ganav pays kefil. When there was knasas. Aval bishadochko nira. We see how desperate he is. Vitzarchol haviyu lakachas momen acherim. Lo yinosel bezem min ha'onesh v'tashlumei kefil. Koshkein shorachaton. Right? That's even a ganav. Shlomo HaMelech is waking us up. That even a ganav who l'chaya has an excuse for doing what he did, and l'chaya it seems like a good excuse, you know, taka. If only I had money, I wouldn't steal. This is the ganav saying, if only this, if only that, I wouldn't steal. And we see that he's in terrible dire need. Shlomo HaMelech says it's not an excuse. We're talking. You shouldn't have. No, I don't know what you should have done. You should have stocked shelves in the supermarket. I don't know what you should have done. You should have taken stocker. Are you stealing? It's awesome. Alkein simlucha harichus hazeh. You know, Hashem is giving you a chance to find yourself. Ba'ol shetucha lefroa ma shetuchayev bo labore yom yom. Hashem's giving you a chance to pay back Hashem for, that's life, is paying back Hashem, says the Chavis of others. Don't push it off to tomorrow. See, this is all part of filling your potential. Because he's saying the trap you fall into is if only I had the other person's brains. Then the next trap you fall into is tomorrow I'll have time. Today I don't have time. Yesterday, tomorrow I'll have time. Today I don't have time. Then when you say, I'm too late to change. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. A kid, I can't change. I'm stuck already. I should have changed when I was young. I should have changed when I'm old. Everything, you know, that's what Gauls is making fun of almost. You won't be able to. And what do you do if you don't reach retirement age? What happens if there are people that said, when I retire, I'll learn a whole day. Again, I'm talking from the perspective of a man. And they didn't reach retirement age. Or you could put it another way. I don't want to make a joke out of it, but they retired much earlier than they thought. Hashem retired them. V'totzer alecha amasla. Then what are you going to say? Where's your excuse then? V'tiposik tanoscha ki olam kashuk. This is such a... The olam is a marketplace. And your life is market day. And you don't say, I'll go to the... that's how they used to do business. They went to the... It was market day, and you went to the mall, and it's open once a week. The shuk was open once a week, and that's when people did business. So you don't come and say, you know, I'm tired. Tomorrow I'll have energy. So you go to sleep, eat a good meal, you go to sleep, you wake up tomorrow, the shuk's closed. No more shuk day. The shuk was every Tuesday. And you went to sleep and you waited till Wednesday. A
person's life, says the Chaim Halbavos, is the shuk day. That's your shuk day, your life. You can't push off things and say, I'll do it tomorrow. I should have done it yesterday. Ki olam kishuk. She is kabets. Everybody gets together to sell things, to buy things. Vachar yibori. And then it shuts down. Umisha sachar v'herviach. Sameach. Very happy. Umisha hefsed. Someone who lost. It means lost that you went to sleep. He said, I'll come back tomorrow. It's chorek. Someone else is talking to the young person that says, when I retire, I'll have time to devote myself to Avodas Hashem. But the same thing holds true the other way. Chavilah goes both ways. The old person who says he can't teach an old dog new tricks, he gives up on himself or herself. Kitzur, that's number 13. We indeed won't get any further. That's number 13. Scary, as I say, but it's maybe not so scary. Well, 30 things to think about. Number 13 is, think about if you're fulfilling your potential in Avodas Hashem. Think about it. That's what the Shaar is. It gives you 30 things to think about. Then you have to implement your maskanas, but he wants you to think about and get shooken up, maybe, about if you're reaching your potential, if you're using all the kolchos that Hashem gave you, because the Adon gives the Eved this many seeds, and now he wants to know how come you didn't plant the whole field, and he demands of him not only the seeds that he wasted, but he demands of him the crop that could have been. Okay.